redemption. So today we're going to try to understand what this word, what this concept means. I'm sure most of you got a pretty good grasp on it, but it's good to clear these things up. Let me tell you, take you back a long, long, long time ago when I was very young, starting out working life, struggling financially. I know nobody here can relate to that. But occasionally when I'd have a shortfall at the end of a week, I would have occasion to go down to the pawn shop. Now, that's not P-O-R-N, it's P-A-W-N, the pawn shop. I don't even know if that term is used any longer. That shows you how old I am. But if you're familiar with these stores around here, cash converters, it's like that. You know, you go and you take something of value that you own, a surfboard or a cricket bat or a watch or jewelry or whatever, and you hand it over to them and they lend you some money, keep your goods as security. And when or if, in my case, you wanted the items back, you would go back to them, pay them a sum of money, as much as you had originally given you, plus a lot more, and you would redeem your goods. You would get your goods back. So you paid them what you owed them, and you redeemed your property. So that's what redeem means. It means to buy back, if you look at a dictionary definition, or to pay off a debt, or to clear by payment, or to recover something that's been pledged or mortgaged by making a payment. I'm reading from the dictionary here. To discharge or fulfill a debt, to obtain release from captivity by paying a ransom. There's the dictionary definition. Now, you maybe know what a thesaurus is. A thesaurus is a little like a dictionary, and it will give you similar words to that. So I looked that up in a thesaurus as well. And words that are like redeem may help us to understand a bit, is to reinstate, to absolve or wipe out a debt, to restore to favor, to atone for, to buy back, to recover, to regain, to retrieve or reclaim, to ransom or to liberate. I'm sure you got all that. So, redemption now is the state of being redeemed. You have been delivered, you have been bought back, you have been rescued, you have been recovered through a payment being made. Now let me tell you a story about two boys who were growing up, and as they grew up, they were very, very close friends, and as they got to adulthood, they went separate ways. One went off to university, became a lawyer, and later on became a judge. The other boy kept some very bad company, ended up defrauding somebody, getting arrested, and he was brought before court, and the judge was his old schoolboy friend he hadn't seen for many, many, many years. There was no question he was guilty, and people who were watching this case unfold said, I wonder what this judge will do. I wonder if he will compromise justice and let his old friend off, or if he will be hard on his old friend. It's going to be interesting. So at the end of the case, the judge stood up and he announced, this man is guilty and I'm going to levy the maximum fine, $50,000. Then he stepped down, took off his judge's robes and his wig, took out his checkbook and paid the fine on his behalf. He redeemed his old friend. Justice was satisfied, and his loyalty wasn't compromised to his old friend. You understand? Now, that's what God did for us. He didn't compromise his holiness and his justice. His Son, Jesus Christ, paid the debt for our sins. Jesus redeemed us. Jesus bought us back. We were given over to sin, separated from a holy God. God's righteous judgment was hanging over our heads. But Jesus paid the price that was due for our sins. Now let me ask you, what's the difference, theological terms, between salvation and redemption? Saved, redeemed. I might as well tell you, the result is the same. The result is that we are accepted by God through faith in Jesus. We have the promise of eternal life, our sins forgiven, adopted into God's family. But when we understand these terms, we are taught something about God and about eternity and about the spiritual life, And when we understand why God teaches us these concepts in the Bible, we grow spiritually and mature. We need to learn these things because they take away all our grounds for boasting about ourselves. Number one, the first thing we need to know in salvation is that God is holy. His standard is perfection. He is perfect in every way. And there is going to be a judgment day. God has got to judge sin, and there has to be a price paid for sin because he's holy. But when we trust in Jesus, in his righteousness, in his perfection, then God can legally overlook our sin. He sees now, through our faith in Jesus, the perfection of Jesus. The Bible then says, we are saved. We have received salvation. It means that we will not be condemned on judgment day. We are saved from God's righteous judgment. But the second thing we also need to know is that God isn't just now winking at sin like it doesn't matter. The price was paid for our sin. The blood of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was the price that was paid to redeem us. We are redeemed. We are bought back. Man was separated from God in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve sinned. Up to that time, it had been a perfect world. They disobeyed God, and they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. That isn't just a funny little story, a fairy tale. That is a fact. That happened. That separated man from a holy and a righteous God. We have redemption in Jesus' name. Understanding salvation means that you know that you are forgiven. Understanding redemption means that you know you have been forgiven at a price. Understanding salvation gives you the perspective of your blessed state of being forgiven, but the focus can sometimes feel like it's on you. But understanding redemption helps the focus to turn exactly where it should be, which is on Jesus. He bought you at the cost of his suffering, his blood, his life. And when we get a grasp of that, it should humble us. Amen.